set up here. I'm Trevor.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Austin.
And this is Surrey Creepcatchers. Sorry, I just wanted to do that. I thought of that earlier. I thought it'd be funny. Put you on the spot.
So, did you guys catch me? Or am I helping you catch people?
You thought this was going to be a 14-year-old girl, didn't you? Didn't you?
I can't say that
Mr.
on the air.
Young banger 69.
I refuse
Austin,
to commit
in,
myself.
Have a seat. We'll get to that in a minute. What's in the bag, Austin?
All right, I'm probably going to start this now. I'm going to throw my grass out the window. Crumple up my papers, too. Give away my speed, cause baby, all I'll ever need is just a little bit of love from you, and we'll be making it natural. Hello, hello. Another Friday. Welcome to the I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast. I'm Trevor.
I'm Jeff.
And you can check us out on our website at ineverwanttobeyoungagain.com. Visit our Facebook page, I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast. And please send us a mail. You could send in Ask the Host. Just tell us you're listening. We'll read it all because we don't have anything coming in yet. And that's ineverwanttobeyoungagain@gmail.com. Last week, we promised to try to get you Jackie Chan, and we ended up getting a guy that looks just like him, Austin Wong. Hey, Austin, how you doing?
Hello. I've been called Jackie Chan before.
It's a gimme. Welcome to the I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast. Thanks for coming out here and doing this.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
We're going to try a new segment just because our guests aren't being introduced. I usually ask a series of questions or state a few facts about them, and not all of them have been correct, so I'm going to take it out of my hands.
They're alternative facts.
Because I thought I was going to have Jackie Chan, I was going to ask you what it was like to work with Chris Tucker. Do you have any idea what it's like to work with Chris Tucker?
I've worked with a guy named Chris.
Oh, how was that?
Meh, nothing memorable.
Can you understand the words that are coming out of his mouth?
Sometimes, when he speaks slowly and or louder.
How about this one? How long have you known us?
Think about this before. Since like grade 8 or 9, so it's like 20 years. Close to 20 years.
Known each other, right? Since we met you 17 years ago, what do you do now? What can you tell us about yourself in a brief?
I'm a parts guy. I work at a dealership, a Caterpillar dealership. I won't say the name of the actual company.
I don't
know if I have permission.
You just said it was Caterpillar.
Well, we're a dealer for Caterpillar.
And what's the name of the dealer?
And what do you deal?
Whatever I feel like it. Anything I can.
But you're a parts guy, because I also work at a dealership that I won't name. And parts guys are a type. And actually, you're the kind of guy who makes his bed, right?
Every morning.
Yeah, you're a parts guy. That's something parts guys do.
Isn't parts guy kind of like a comic book store guy or like a record store guy where they just know everything? And no matter what you come in looking for, they're like, no, this is what you want.
With monotone, like there's no expression to a parts guy's voice.
And you gotta make sure, like, you know, or at least
you know, you
gotta be better than the people that come in, right? But that's really any sort of customer service occupation.
That's everybody
anyways.
At the dealership, any dealership. The snowmobile salesmen are just fucking dicks. I want to bring this up. I don't know. Can I bring this up? You were in
oh
mid-20s?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was a funny like. Something I remember from our youth. How old were you?
It's not even 27.
27. So you remember, Jeff, do you remember this? Last not list?
Mm-hmm.
You remember when...
super jealous still.
Yeah, so you at mid to late 20s, had an 18-year-old girlfriend, right?
Yeah. We actually started seeing each other when she was 17.
Now that... Everybody out in Radio Land.
Only a couple of months before that, though.
I'm gonna call you Tyga.
I wish I was rich like him.
Everyone in Radio Land should know that Austin is not a creepy guy by any means. This isn't something he's made a habit of. He met a girl he liked that happened to be young, right? That's the way I see it.
Yeah.
And she was young.
She was.
Yeah, and but you dated for
5.5 years.
But the entire time, I think I asked you, hey, how's your 18-year-old girlfriend? And you're like, 22. That's how she is. And I was like, oh, come on. I thought that was
the whole Matthew McConaughey thing, like,
yeah.
I get older, they stay the same age.
It's true.
So, random facts. I was going to add another new segment to this series and random facts. I really enjoy a little bit of trivia, useless trivia. So, what I've selected this week is we all have had orange juice after we brushed our teeth. We know what happens when you drink orange juice after you brush your teeth.
What happens? No,
it's so quite, quite bitter.
I don't. What happens?
It's quite bitter.
Yeah.
When you, any kind of fruit, if you eat it after you brush your teeth.
Citrus. Yeah.
Why would you eat right after you brush your teeth?
That's not the point. Are you familiar with this concept?
No, I'm with you, Austin. Like,
thank you. Thank you.
Why would you even brush your teeth?
Well, sometimes I brush my teeth in the morning, and then shortly thereafter, I get hungry. And then I will eat a piece of fruit and forget that I brushed my teeth.
No, I know.
Hold up. Have you ever eaten half a pineapple and then a jam sandwich? It's the same thing.
Is it?
If you smoke weed, it is. No, it's a weird reaction in your mouth and it stings.
So, the point is, when you eat fruit after you brush your teeth, it is a bitter taste. And I always wondered why that is. And there's a chemical called sodium lafryl sulfate. And if anybody knows how it's actually pronounced, well, please email me and tell me how wrong I am. And I thought it was an interesting fact because they put this chemical in toothpaste not because it helps you clean your teeth. What it does is it makes foam. Toothpaste itself does not foam up.
Mm-hmm.
But this chemical fools us into thinking we're doing a better job brushing my teeth because it makes foam. It's a completely useless additive. You could take it away, the toothpaste would work exactly the same.
But there are a lot of different kinds of toothpaste.
Yeah. I'm sure you can buy toothpaste that doesn't have that.
Yeah.
I'd be shocked if that wasn't available.
I didn't do that much research on this. I heard this in another podcast. I thought it was a fun fact. And it's going to be a segment now, even though you guys tried to shit on it.
No, I like random facts. I absolutely do.
Yeah, that was just a shitty one.
No, I absolutely do.
I can cut it out later.
No, you should keep it in.
Maybe.
I have a random fact. Can I share that?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Sure.
Do you know what a squad of squids is called, and it's not a squad?
Then why do you call it a squad? Why do you just call
a group of squid? Do you know what you call a group of squids, and it's not a squad, even though it fucking should be?
What would you call it?
What would you call a group of squid? It's not a school.
Dinner? A squishy?
It's a shoal.
Isn't that the same as like a fish?
A shoal?
A shoal of fish.
I thought they were a school.
No.
I don't know if it's pronounced school or shool.
No, it's shoal.
It's the place where you're
I've
from.
I've only seen it in print.
but anyway, I saw this Bill Nye meme, and it's like, somebody explain to me why the fuck a group of squids is not called a squad. Shit got me heated, and I thought, wait, what is it called? Because I would have been fine if Bill Nye just said, it's called a squad. I could get behind that. I would accept that as truth, but I want to know the real answer. So I looked it up, and shoal. There you go.
How do you spell that?
S-H-O-A-L.
That's how I would have spelled it.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
This is all getting cut out.
Why? This is not filler. This is prime time stuff.
I heard somewhere that Bill Nye is not an actual scientist.
he
just plays one on TV.
They don't call him Dr. Bill Nye ever. I don't think I've ever heard that.
No.
But he wears a lab coat. Well. He got the science guy nickname at work, and he did a job. I don't remember what it was. It wasn't inherently not scientific.
I know what he did.
What did he do?
He worked for Boeing, I believe, and he made training videos.
Seriously?
Yeah,
is that how he got started?
He's a degree in engineering, and so part of that training is technical writing. And when you're a technical writer, you learn how to make manuals and shit. And he made an employee training shit.
Yeah. I guess that's why he's so comfortable making videos.
Being on TV.
Yeah, he did this.
But apparently the ones he made were like tons of fun. Well, not tons of fun, but they were better than the average one. Because I don't know if you know, but when I went to school, we have a lot of 1960s, 1970s training videos, and they're garbage.
Yeah, I've seen some pretty
good. I find a lot of them now are like from the 80s.
Yeah.
You see a lot of 80s ones still.
Had lots of safety violations and like just,
it's all relevant. You know how much those
videos
make?
Lots of bow ties and mustaches.
And never once has Bill Nye explained it to me. You never did any sales videos. That would have been the best. There's still time.
You never know.
I'm going to pitch him that idea.
Can we get him on the show?
He's got Bill Nye has an open invite. If anybody knows how to get a hold of Bill Nye, the science guy. Or Dr. Bill Nye.
He He's not a doctor. So yeah. He is really easy to get a hold of.
Is he?
Yeah, he's not a doctor.
Hmm. Okay, next.
So
next
anybody who's not a doctor can need to get a hold of? Is that what you're saying?
Are you kidding me? I go to walk-in clinics. It is hard to get a hold of a doctor.
Well, then I might as well just announce it now. Next week on the I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast, we're going to have Bill Nye, the science guy, and ask him about his credentials. And maybe get some Boeing instructional videos. It's going to be a riveting episode.
So I guess, like, if you're an engineer, so you're trained in, like, scientific principles, does that make you a scientist?
It's one of the applied sciences, and so, yeah, you are, you follow scientific principles.
Right.
You know, logic and shit. So, I'd say.
Then what's a scientist? Like, just anybody who does somebody who works research?
I assume anybody who works professionally, for research, I don't know.
Research, testing.
You know, we all have smartphones. Any one of us who just Google this, but Jamie's not here, so...
Where's interns!
Brad.
Are you listening to this?
Can they bring us beer?
Yeah, just yell into it.
That's what they're there for, right?
Just yell into the back, they can hear me.
No,
okay.
But we do have... actually, I would like to give a shout-out to Brad the intern, who's not with us tonight. He comes to some of the recordings. Brad does our website, uploads them, edits, transfers files. I'm going to get him to try to get us on iTunes because I don't want to do it. He's doing a lot of the grunt work, and I just want to give a shout out. But a lot of this wouldn't be possible. Probably wouldn't have gotten this far if he hadn't done...
Mm-hmm. He's unpaid, right? As all interns should be.
As everybody in the studio is unpaid.
I think he does deserve
part was lied to before I came on the show.
You have your beer.
I brought that myself.
By the way, can I borrow a beer? you weren't going to drink all those beers.
I actually left some at home, so I wouldn't drink them all here.
That was smart. None of the other guests have done that. If you listen to the podcast, you can hear it get a little more lax near the end. And this time, I didn't do what I did in the last couple of episodes, and that's where I have a couple of nerve beers. You know, I'm a little nervous. Yeah. I'm waiting for people to come over. Setting up the equipment, have a beer, have another. People get here, I'm like, I should eat something before we record.
Smell.
Halfway
sound.
Through. What's
that? I mean, the theory is sound, I guess-ish.
By the end, I get a little drunk. I think I've pulled it off okay, but one of these days, I'm just going to... I'll just edit out all the horrible stuff I'll end up saying.
I thought this whole podcast was just like us sitting around bullshitting and drinking, sharing stories.
That's why I started it, so I'd have an excuse to once a week hang out with my friends and bullshit and tell stories.
Well, the only real difference is we're just recording it and putting it on the internet, right?
And there's no fire.
But get this.
Yeah, it's true.
All I got to do is put a webcam up there, and then we got a YouTube channel right
there. I know. That's what I was thinking. Like, oh, I wonder if you guys are going to do that.
I really like podcasts that have a YouTube channel.
Totally, yeah.
I want to watch my podcast. Yeah. Is that weird?
That's what Pete does. He watches the Joe Rogan podcast.
I do, too.
I've never. I always hear them reference it, and they're like, you can check us out.
Because when you're listening to Joe Rogan, they're always referencing something visual.
Right, yeah.
And so... You know, you get...
It's hard to watch the videos and drive, though.
Because
I do a lot of my podcast listening, like when I drive or when I run or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
You know, alternate between music and podcasts just to... Although, when I first got into... I have an addictive personality. So when I started listening to podcasts, I only listened to podcasts for 3 months. And I'm like, why am I so stressed out? Why so jumpy? And I just... You cut music out of your life. And I'm a big fan of music. And it can... I think it screws up your mental state because you use that to wind down, right? Music when you're getting ready in the morning or when you're driving to work, you kind of get in the zone. You put on certain music to do certain things, right? And when you're just listening to people talk, fun as it is, sometimes it's educational, sometimes it's funny. It's not music.
No,
and it's cut off a part of your brain and becomes inactive. So, yeah, part of my addictive personality was I just stopped listening to music, stopped playing music too.
Oh, wow, really?
Just didn't pick up my guitar. Just
no wonder.
I forgot about it for a minute, you know? I was back on certain. Now, this was a year ago, but I realized it about myself if I didn't go out of my way and make myself listen to music before it was become a natural thing that I just put on. But for a while, I
don't know what I do. Like, I don't think I've ever gone like a 3 month stretch without like listening to music
I can't imagine I have since I was a teenager locked myself in my room, you know? Back then, I only had 3 channels on my TV. And So listen to a lot of music in my room, just doing stuff, just avoiding the rest of the family as a sulking teenager from the 90s does. Yeah. But you do. You have a good repertoire of music, and I actually like your playlists when you put them on. Well, that's the only time I ever get to listen to Bush, you know, is when I'm at Austin's house.
I don't even like have any MP3s on my phone. Everything I have is like a free app. It's like Google Play Music and get some other pre-made channels.
Pick a channel, yeah.
That's all I do. I'm like too lazy to like download music and put on MP3s, and I don't even have a functioning computer at home. Everything I do is through my phone.
So, are you afraid the other Asian people are going to hear you say that?
Oh, dude, I'm the worst Asian ever.
No.
Other than my food, my Asian food game is like on lock.
Cooking.
This is
eating?
True.
Both. Well,
yeah, dual.
Cooking more. No, sorry, eating more so than cooking. But
dual
I can.
Disciplined.
Cook.
Yeah, you want that all around experience.
For those who I wasn't going to bring it up, but since you did earlier, Austin came and brought dinner with him, and he just ate it, and it was. You were born in Canada, right?
Oh yeah.
You're as Canadian as I am.
Yeah, yeah.
You're Chinese, like I'm Irish.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But he still ate with chopsticks, and it was raw slices of squid and clam.
Surf clam. Yeah.
It was.
I don't know.
Gnarly.
It was funny.
Japanese. Surf clam.
Dude, when we were in Japan, we ate some gnarly stuff.
Oh, you
fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other
Trevor,
that was crazy.
That looked like an amazing trip,
dude. It was
balling it on
Japan's
Facebook.
Like going to the future, and it's full of Japanese people, and it's incredible.
I love it.
Well, and you were there for Halloween,
yeah, and Halloween.
That
yeah.
was so fun.
Next level.
They are so much ahead with their consumer electronics. I remember when we had Discmans here, dating myself, but we had Discmans, and they had batteries, like two AA batteries or something like that. But in Japan, they had rechargeable battery packs built in. So you could just plug in your Discman and charge it. And here we're using disposable batteries like idiots. And I think it took 6 or 8 years for us to catch up with that.
Before they sold it to us, you mean?
Yeah.
Well
they,
you know what?
Did.
Maybe that is the way it goes. But
well,
you know,
that's why it's the future over there.
If Apple's biggest competitor, Samsung, can be gentlemanly enough to manufacture their iPhone screens for them, even though they're each perpetually suing each other, then I think, you know, we should be able to use this technology, even though there's nothing stopping us.
So they're in court fighting over money and at the same time hiring each other for work.
Yes.
I don't think I have that kind of forgiveness. I feel like I'd wait for
business is business, man.
Yeah.
I suppose.
It's just about all
okay,
corporate
well, like,
jerk-off
well, like
for
my,
money.
My tenants are suing me right now, right?
Oh,
but yeah. I still went over to their place yesterday, and we were joking around about the bitch upstairs, you know? And so, like, there's different parts. Like, they want to keep some money in their pocket. I want to keep my money in my pocket. And we just got to go to a judge and, like, let them figure it out. Like, it's not personal. It's just money.
I thought this was blown over, and you didn't end up going to...
How do you sue somebody that's not personal? Well, I guess...
It's a tribunal,
it's
right?
Personal, yeah.
Personal, yeah.
It's the,
yeah, it's a hearing.
The BC tribunal hearing, yeah.
No, it's the residential tenancy thing.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But either way, but no, I mean, that's just business. It's not personal. I don't hold anything against them, but, you know, I just want to keep my money.
But are they suing you for displacement?
Yeah.
When there was a leak and...
No. When there was a fan in the bathtub and they didn't want to move the fan, so they said the unit was uninhabitable because they didn't want to lift a 10-pound fan out of the bathtub. And they said because of that, they had to stay in a nice hotel 3 cities away for a week.
During
what
their
do you
anniversary.
Mean there's a fan in the hot tub. Or
no,
the
bathtub.
Bathtub, sorry.
There was a leak and it was fixed, and the renovation company, you know, they run fans
to
dry
right,
out.
Yeah,
the,
okay.
So they, I don't want to get into this. It's like a really boring story, but I mean, the business is business.
Yeah,
you shouldn't
yeah.
take it too personally. They want to keep their money. I want to keep mine. Like, this, come on, man. Like, nobody fuck my wife. You know? Like.
Well, she's not your wife anymore.
You know, but I love her just the same.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, she doesn't listen to this podcast, but...
I told her. I texted her like 2 days ago. I said, you know what? You'll always be my favorite ex-wife.
You never forget your first ex-wife, right?
You never forget your first.
Does she totally ignore the text, or does she answer?
She answered.
Do you mind if I ask?
Hold on, let me...
Are you guys on like good terms?
We're on okay terms.
Oh, okay, good for you.
I don't know why.
No,
you patronize her, though.
Oh, actually, you know what? I'm looking at my text. She did not respond to that. I didn't know. I thought she did.
I think Jeff might think they're on good terms. If you ask her the same question.
Dude, we're on good terms. She just let me off the hook financially. You know, she just essentially gave me... I can't even say.
She didn't take your shit.
She didn't take my shit.
She let go of your balls for a bit.
She let go of my balls, and that's so sweet.
Yeah.
And you know, like, that's how you know she cares.
Could be a lot worse.
But I feel like a few months ago, in a texting, she asked you what was wrong, and you said, my wife, what did you say?
Oh, I said, the love of my life left me for our dog's best friend.
So I feel like you're patronizing her.
No, that was a joke. That was purely a joke. But I was... You know, and there's other times that I joked with
her. I'm glad, like I said, I'm glad you can joke about it. I wonder if she thinks you guys are on as good of terms as you think.
You know, that's a great question.
We'd love to have her on the show.
You know what? If I'm away for a week, and I might be away all of September and October, if I'm away, please have Vanessa on the thing. You can get her side of the story.
Oh, but you'd rather not be on?
No, I'll be gone, and that's how she'll be on the
show. She'll co-host?
I would love it if my ex-wife would fill in my shoes for this to talk bullshit about me for an hour.
I feel bad for our guest because I feel like me and her are going to natter at each other.
Natter?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Natter? I don't know if it'll go well.
I think it's going to be an echo chamber where she's like, Jeff did this. And you're like, oh my God, yeah, I know. And that one time, then Austin or whoever the guest... No. And they're going to be like, oh, do you remember the one time we're at the fireworks when blah, blah, blah? You know? And, like, it's going to be good.
Was that a real thing? Or just, like, you just
maybe
something up
maybe
there?
Maybe by the
fireworks?
Time you come back to the show, I'll be on her side, and I'll be like, yo, Jeff, you're being a dick.
I don't even want you on this podcast anymore.
Jessica did that, former co-host of the show.
Former co-host.
No.
You guys kicked Jessica out?
She showed up to practice and then stopped showing when we recorded for real.
She's on the roster, okay?
But I tried. I invited her. She was busy this weekend. I invited her to come.
She got right mad at me. She's like, why did you do that? Blah, blah, blah. And I said, I didn't do shit.
Was this recently?
No, it was not recently.
Oh, way back, you guys got into a fight.
Yeah.
Sometime. Stories.
Friends
Austin,
fight.
What do you got
friends
there?
Friends make up. Well, I was listening to...
you listened to last week, right?
Yeah, like three quarters
last,
of it.
Last
yeah,
week, we had our friend whose name rhymes with Dan.
Dan, no, we used Dan's name.
No.
We used his real name?
Yeah.
We didn't use his last name, but we used
his
first
Dan.
Name.
Dan.
I believe you referred to him as Dano also at some point.
I
talking about Shitty Dan?
No, we're talking about the guest, Dan.
Oh, good. So
you know
where
Shitty Dan?
You want to set the records?
Steve.
You know what?
Shitty Steve.
They're
shitty
in the
guest.
Same business.
No, seriously? Shitty Dan and Shitty Steve?
Yeah.
They
so,
should work together.
So hold on a second.
They'd make a shitty team.
Maybe team number two.
You want to set the record straight about some stuff because there's some things that Dan said that you think are a little bit incomplete. Is that right?
So if you're listening to this episode and it's the first episode you listen to, go back and listen to Dan's episode. Because Austin, who's been referenced in two episodes, actually, because Joel was told a story about that happened on your birthday.
I wonder which one.
When they got arrested, him and Matt. And it was get caught. Listen to the first episode, man.
That wasn't on my birthday. I was actually going to bring that one up. I have it on my paper here.
Well, you were referenced anyways. And then in Dan's episode, you were also part of it. Were you in Germany?
Yeah, I was also in Germany, yeah.
Yeah, so... This is coming full circle. Now you're on the show. It's like you're already celebrity on the I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast.
I know, right? And you wish you had Jackie Chan on. Well, so do I, quite honestly. But
it's the same. I mean, I'd like to hear about Chris Tucker a little more, but why don't you tell us what we did got wrong in the other episodes? Correct some facts.
Well, what did Dan miss on that? The one where me, him, and Joel. Well, he was right, and we did pick up a 40th Sambuca. We mixed it with
Slurpees. So this is the SkyTrain story.
This is the SkyTrain story.
Where he got jumped and blacked out.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So take us to the beginning. You were with him. You guys are drinking Sambuca.
Yeah. We met up at Dan's parents'
place.
Yeah. We were, I don't know, probably 20, I think, because it was, 19, 20. And we have nothing to do. Let's buy a bottle of booze. Mix it with Slurpees. I think it was in the summer. It might have been hot or something. And we'll walk from Dan's parents' place to the SkyTrain station and we'll ride the SkyTrain while we're drunk as you do.
I used to rock the Slurpee with rum in it. That was, get some fruity coconut rum, put it into a Slurpee and drink that fucker down at the movie theater.
Yeah.
I would put it in Sambuca. I like vodka and 7-Up Slurpee. 7-Up Slurpee, hard to come by sometimes.
I love 7-Up Slurpee. Mm-hmm. It's a classic.
It is classic. Yeah, it's not too sweet.
Exactly.
Like grape?
Too sweet.
Too sweet. Yeah.
Man, you guys got quite the palate for Slurpees.
I'm all about like classic, like Coke or Pepsi or whatever. One of the cola ones and like one of the clear ones or the white ones, where you want.
Yeah.
You know, one time me and Michelle went to a Tim Hortons drive-thru and she ordered, she goes, I'll have a half English toffee, half coffee, everything bagel with garlic cream cheese. And she goes, what do you want? I go, black coffee, plain bagel, plain cream cheese, untoasted. And she goes, you know you can have anything you want, right? I'm like, yeah, that's what I want. I wanted black coffee. And she just couldn't get over it. She's like, but there's so much other. I'm like, I just like the plain cream cheese and the plain bagel. Yeah. I could
eat a pile of mashed potatoes any day of the week. I love them. They're so plain.
Butter and salt or with gravy?
With a little bit of butter and salt.
Yeah. Oh, that's all you really
pepper.
Need.
A little pepper?
No gravy. Yeah. You're ruining it.
Cheese is good in mashed potatoes. With grated cheese. Yeah, well, that's anything, I guess.
You get a cooking show and just put cheese and bacon on everything and you win every time.
That's already a cooking show.
Okay, so
Okay, where were we again?
Dan's a flippin' liar.
Wouldn't say he's a flippin' liar, but I believe he forgot some details or left some details out.
In context, let's talk about it. What year would you say that this happened?
2001.
Yeah, so we're somewhere still around, talking.
Yeah, you guys are close. I mean,
we were 10 years. So well, stories are going to be a little off. Doesn't mean somebody's a liar. I mean, no. I know you said Dan was a liar, I don't necessarily think he's a liar. So, but tell us your side of the story.
Well, he's got pretty much everything true up until we did go. One part I totally forgot that he ran into that stop sign until he mentioned it. On last week's podcast, and I laughed out loud to myself because, I totally forgot about that. He walked straight into that thing. It was hilarious.
Biffed it into a sign.
But no, so we were on the SkyTrain, right? And I think we were going to like Metro Town or something. And he decides to get, we're wasted, right? Like, he didn't really make it sound like we were like that drunk. We were pretty bummed. And
were you guys making asses of yourself? You were being that.
I would assume so. I would just assume.
That's an honest answer, at least.
Yeah, probably. I don't remember. But he got off the train. He got out, and we're like, "Where are you going?" He's like, "Going to the washroom. I've got to find a washroom." And we're like, "Nah, dude."
But he was just gonna walk out without saying anything.
Well, no, he walked out. Like the door opened, and he walked down. We're like, "We're not getting out here." Right? He's like, "I gotta go to the washroom. I'm gonna find a washroom." We're like, "Well, our stop is like two stops away. You can wait, 5 minutes." And he's like, no, I'm going to go. I'll meet you guys there. And we're like, okay, fine,
that's
whatever.
That's a terrible decision.
Terrible decision, right?
On him. Like, I would have left him. Like, yeah.
Well, we're like, okay, fine, whatever. We'll wait for you at Metrotown, right? So, yeah, like, we get off Metrotown. We go into Metrotown Mall. We use the washroom in there. And then we walk back to the SkyTrain station and wait for him. And, we're waiting.
He never did tell us if he got to a bathroom or not. He skipped that part of the story.
Did he? Yeah. I would assume he did. I mean, we didn't hear that.
He
would
have pissed himself
when
he blacked out.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Maybe he didn't want to include that. I'm just going to add it to the
He
detail.
Did say he woke up in somebody else's urine.
Since we're already 100%
sure it's not his own.
We're 100% sure. since we're correcting his story anyways, I'm just putting that part in. I wasn't even there, but I'm editing that in. So Dan pissed himself. But he walks off the SkyTrain, barely says anything
barely
to you guys.
Barely says anything, and then we're like, and we're like, okay, we'll wait for you at Metrotown, so whatever. Like I said, we go to the washroom, walk back to the train station, wait for him. Like, half an hour goes by, we're like, okay, it shouldn't take you this long to find a washroom, get back on the train, and come back here,
some people might say you have cell phones, but back in 2002, you probably had to hit three-letter flip phones.
Yeah, I think I had a cell phone, but I don't think those guys did. I know. The only reason I had a cell phone was when my parents could get a hold of me so they could put me to work. that was literally why I had a cell phone I was like 16, 17.
That cell phone was
a
great investment for them.
Yeah, totally. Just so they could get a hold of me
after
school.
I didn't have a cell phone right after high school. Because I moved out and I just
Do you have a pager?
Nah, I never had a pager.
Oh, yeah, neither did I.
Did you ever have a pager?
No, I'm not a doctor.
Or a drug dealer?
Or a drug dealer?
Doctors still use them.
No, I don't think so anymore.
Yes, they
really
do.
Really, do they?
Hospital doctors use pagers.
Really?
And yeah. Fax machines.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, we use a fax machine at work, too.
Yeah, we have that technology, but...
Actually, after being told by a doctor about his pager problems, I went to a cell phone store to try to find pagers. Yeah, Telus still has them.
Wow.
Were you thinking of purchasing a pager?
No, I just think it's hilarious.
Like, what functional purpose does a pager have these days?
We're sidetracking, but Dan didn't have a cell phone or pager.
No, yeah.
Right? Because they were less common back then.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It was...
And so we waited for him, and we're like, this isn't good. So then, like, we went back onto the SkyTray, went back a couple of stops, got off, looked for him, couldn't find him. Eventually, we wound up calling our buddy Matt, who was with his girlfriend at the time, and we're like, dude, like, we lost Dan on the SkyTrain station. Like, like, can you come pick me and Joel up and, you know, like, help us find him or something? So he did wind up picking us up. He drove us like
that's a good friend.
Yeah, well, yeah, he dropped a good friend,
like,
right?
We got a man down. Man down. Come in. We need reinforcements.
His girlfriend with him was so impressed, clearly. So we looked for him.
There's no way they're still dating. So fuck
yeah, whatever. But we looked for him for like an hour at least. Like we drove down the SkyTrain station, stopped at a couple of stations, like got out and looked for him and couldn't find him. So yeah, we just went home the next day, and we're like, well, hope he shows up. And that was, and then he called Matt from like the Canby Street, Canby and like 4th Ave cop shop. That's the drunk tank he was in.
Oh, nice.
And Matt came and picked him up like
so
the next day.
Do you know what happened after his story stopped and it went black?
Oh,
do you know what happened? Because he got a bill for a window? Didn't he get a bill for
a cop window, but apparently he was like wasted at one of the SkyTrain stations and somebody like called the cops on him and the cops showed up and they called his dad. The cops called his dad.
And he's
like,
an adult at this point and they're calling his
parents? Yeah, I know.
Grown
but maybe
man.
They didn't have anyone else to call.
I guess so, right? Like
they
like
probably wanted to get picked up.
Like, who else would you call, right? Like still,
oh,
right?
Okay, I get it. Maybe they were trying to throw him a bone and say, "Look, we don't want to arrest you, but you got to go home."
Is
and they were looking for. Oh, okay, so, I get it.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
Being in the drunk tank the same as being arrested?
No.
No, that's just holding, right? That's just
yeah. Yeah, there's no arrest.
Jeff, I feel like you would know the answer to this.
You're not being arrested when you're thrown into the drunk tank.
You're not being charged with anything necessarily.
Yeah,
but
you are. Yeah, you're right. You're not being charged. Yeah,
you might be under arrest, but
yes, yeah, but you're not being charged. But anyways, so at some point in the night, the cops show up and they call his dad, and apparently they ask him like, "Does your son have a drinking problem?" Because apparently his dad could hear in the background Dan just yelling and being belligerent.
Oh, and Dan's dad was like, no, he doesn't have a drinking problem. He drinks like a fucking champ. Go, Dan! Go, Dan!
So, like, apparently, like, his, I don't know, like, his
does
father
he have
left
a drinking
him to his
problem?
Own,
wow.
His father left him to his own
they're
devices.
Asking if this happened before. Like,
I guess so.
Is this the first call you've gotten like this? Because he's going nuts. So Dan is losing it, eh?
Apparently. That part of his the blackout
conveniently
part.
Left that part out.
Yeah.
Dan's really going to like this episode. Hey, Dan. How's it going?
How's it going, buddy?
We know you're listening to this in your car. And yeah, we're correcting all kinds of shit. And you pissed yourself.
Yeah. And then we heard he got picked up the next day by Matt, and then he told us the story about getting robbed and stuff like that, and we were just pissing ourselves laughing. So funny.
Wow.
As you
so
should.
Ridiculous.
If he'd never just, if he just waited to go to take a piss at Metro Town.
That's it. Like, just wait two stations, man. Never, but it would have, I mean, it wouldn't have been that fantastic story.
I kind of respect that kind of like, I'm in group, but there's something I need to do. I'm just going to do it. I'll catch up with him. We'll see what happens. It went downhill after that.
Did it ever.
Is there any other... So, what were the other stories he had?
The Munich one in Germany. That was a fun night. So, he was right. We were at the Hofbräuhaus, drinking beers. So, 1 liter beer steins. They bring the servers bring them to you at like 8 at a time. Because it was fantastic. We're 19, 20. Mm. Just... great German beer, $6 a stein. So, yeah, that night we're like stumbling back to our hostel or wherever we're going. And one of our buddies that was there, his name's Pete. I spoke to him early today. He actually lives in my house. He said I could use his first name. He's so wasted, he's walking into the side view mirrors of cars down the street. He eventually gets pissed off, runs into one, and that's when he kicks the mirror off the car, right? And like Dan said, it was straight up in the air, landed on the hood of the Mercedes, and the alarm goes off.
Of course, right?
That's exactly what the alarm goes. You know, there's sound, noise. We're like, shit. So we run, right? Like, oh, Mom, what else? We run, right? And I don't even know how far we ran for, but as you know, as we're like still stumbling around, that's when the cop pulls up to us. And they're like, are you guys going around vandalizing vehicles? Are you vandalizing vehicles? And we're like, no, not us. Like, no idea what you're talking about. Like,
you,
no,
you know what
not
Canadians are even like? Canadians don't do shit like that.
Yeah,
right?
Like, we're trustworthy Canadians.
You see our backpacks with our flags?
Yeah, we're probably wearing Molson Canadian shirts at the time,
I'm
too.
Sorry, you're going to have to speak up. I'm Canadian.
And, yeah, so like they get out, I wouldn't say interrogate, but they're like, they're asking us questions and they take our passports and they take off and they're like, we'll be back in like whatever, right? And we all turn to each other and we're like, okay, guys, here's the story. Deny, deny, deny.
That's a great story.
Plausible denial. You know what they're going to do? They're going to split us up.
Yep.
They're going to go, oh, yep, your friend told us you did this, blah, 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 right? And we're just like,
how
stick
could
to
I?
The story,
how
guys.
Wait, one thing I need to know. Did Dan piss himself again?
Not that I remember.
No, okay.
Not this time.
But he still smells like piss. No, he doesn't. Nobody pissed on
Nobody
him, right?
Nobody pissed. Not this time.
Yeah.
And a deny, 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 right? And we're like, oh, shit. Like, what are we going to do? You know, we don't have our passports. And the cops come back later, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, whatever, and there's this wasted kid in the back of the cop car. And the cops come out and they go to us, oh, sorry, guys, we found the guy that was doing this. Here's your passports back.
What did he look like?
Young.
Yeah, young.
Yeah, like,
was he German?
Yeah, I think he was German. He might have been a tourist. I don't know, but like 17 to
they
19,
just, he was just stumbling
17
through
to
the 20 streets.
Kind of thing. Like he was passed out in the back, right? So I'm sure he was also wasted. Like he must.
So they
been.
Found him and just said, "Oh, well, this is the guy, obviously."
Or like they asked him some questions and he was so drunk he didn't know what he was saying. He's like, "Oh yeah, that was me, you know, kicking cars."
Fuck
or
yeah,
whatever.
I kicked
yeah,
cars.
Exactly
yeah.
Right.
Mirror came went right up in the air, landed on the
yeah.
hood.
And that was our first contact with police on our Europe trip. There was three different police contact
I love it.
times,
I love it.
All in different countries in
this
Europe.
This is what we call in the biz a segue. So go ahead.
Yeah, so that's the first time. The second time is in Paris. Prior to going to Paris, we were in, I think, Vienna.
It was one fuck of a trip.
It was a fucking fantastic trip.
Thanks for the invitation.
I didn't like you at the time.
Nah, I wouldn't have been any
Nothing's
fun.
Changed, but...
But anyways. I'm your favorite friend with a podcast.
Definitely. Absolutely.
Me and Jeff are your favorite friends with a podcast.
Yes. I will give you that. Yeah,
so second time you got into the police.
Second
incident.
Time. So in Vienna, we'd, actually, even before that, we'd been smoking hash in Europe because we couldn't find weed, right?
Yeah, I talked to a Spanish guy. He says that's what everybody does.
Everybody
does.
Like,
oh,
with tobacco,
yeah,
right?
Such
yeah,
a spliffs, problem.
Right? It's
oh,
super
you're such a
European
victim
thing.
Because you had to smoke hash. Dude, oh, no, there's no bud. I'm going to smoke hash.
Hey, do you know why we aren't smoking hash all the time?
Because it's not as
we
got
weed is so much better. Yeah,
yeah.
I like weed more
yeah,
than hash.
Totally.
Hash is
okay.
fun to have around. All right. But.
Yeah, and weed is better. But anyways, so we'd been smoking hash out of like pop can pipes. That's all we had. We were just literally pop cans that you poke holes in. And
way to represent
all
Canada.
That's all we were doing, right? And we get to Vienna, and we find
is it because nobody knew how to roll the tobacco and the
yeah. Nobody's we didn't have any loose tobacco, right? And
yeah,
Pete
nobody smoked.
But nobody we didn't know how to roll spliffs, right? And like we never did that here, so that's why we were just like
that's all you could
straight
get.
Out. That's all we could get.
You're not. This is unfamiliar. You might have. Yeah. We're like, where's the hot knives?
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
Have
where are we
gonna
hot knife at a hostel, right? So, we find a, get to Vienna, we find a head shop. And we're like, oh, great, head shop. We can buy a pipe here, right? So, go in there, we're like, okay, we found this, like, little three-piece, like, multi-piece. It came unscrewed in three different pieces. We're like, oh, fantastic. You know, it's portable. You can carry it around. It's small, not noticeable.
Let's smoke some hash.
We use that, you know, for the rest of our trip. But one of our last nights in Paris, we're homeless this night because we can't afford a hostel anymore. We've run out of euros.
So awesome. He's sleeping in, like, parks and shit?
Yeah, so that's what we decided. It was nice. We're in there in the middle of summer, right? It was really nice.
That's when you want to be homeless in Europe.
Yeah, it was not, like, I mean, other than sleeping on the street, it wasn't, like, temperature was an issue. But, so we go to the park by the Eiffel Tower, and we're like, we'll sleep on the grass here. It's really nice and
warm. That seems like a heady place to kind of crash, though.
Well, yeah, well, whatever. Like, we didn't think about that. But anyway, yeah.
Sleep underneath the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. It's
if you guys sketchy. Met a girl and you Eiffel Towered at the Eiffel Tower,
that would so be really awkward. There's like five of us.
Every Eiffel Tower is awkward because you're high fiving another dude.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
because it's a mixture of emotions. I hear.
So you've been told.
So I've been told from a friend
who may have been named Trevor.
We'll have him on the podcast one day.
I thought he's the co-host or host.
So second, are we on your second? Are we done that yet? Or are we on your third?
No. We haven't even gotten to that point yet. And so we're going to sleep on the grass. And there's like a lot of sketchy shit going on in that park there. Like we hear people like screaming and yelling. And we're like, okay, this is not a good place.
So the Eiffel Tower isn't like as classy as I think it is.
Not at night anyway. It's like an open park.
It's like Victory Square in Vancouver. That's where you buy opiates.
Paris at night is not as glamorous as you think it is.
Not the Champs-Élysées is. Like, that's everything you see. But, like, the park around the Eiffel Tower, like...
Ghetto?
A little bit ghetto. At least at night, anyways.
It's full of French people.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Dicks. Well, Parisians, anyways.
It's full of Moroccans in hoodies stealing your shit.
I went to a coast city I can't remember the name of in... France, and nice. I went in wanting to hate the French, I gotta tell you, and they helped. they helped reinforce that. I tried to order coffee in a cafe, and they didn't have it. They ended up finding instant coffee, and
this is a cafe,
which I thought was like coffee in French, but apparently it means cafeteria. Shortened.
Oh, fun fact.
That should have been a random fact earlier.
Were you guys humoring me, or did you know that before? Because
I did not know that.
It totally makes sense, though.
I get it.
So this isn't common, because I was wondering if the person who explained it to me talked down to me when they told them. I'm like, really? Cafe? Cafeteria? I guess so.
Really? French person talked down to you?
It wasn't a French person, but they did. They did talk down to me. Anyways,
okay.
Austin story. It's Dodger on the Eiffel Tower. You're in the ghetto.
We're in the ghetto, and so we decide. If you see the Eiffel Tower, each leg is sitting on giant like cinder blocks, right? That's for the support.
Okay.
And the top of the cinder block is a big, wide, flat area, and it's enough room. We saw if you could get up there, you can just sleep on this flat area on top of
and
your
kinda
block.
Hidden, and you're kind of hidden and you're not going to get robbed.
Yeah, exactly. We're like, oh, this is safe. We're, you know, above stuff.
Good place for Dan to pee himself.
That's going to be a running theme, isn't it?
In every episode of this book.
Yeah, so we're like, okay, we'll climb up there. Not a problem. So we climb up there. We're like, stretch out. We're like, okay, cool. We're above the fray. We can, you know, sleep, whatever. As we're like, settling down, I guess we don't notice, but I guess there's like cameras around the Eiffel Tower, you know, to prevent like, you know, terrorists.
People sleeping
and stuff.
Yeah,
exactly. People like us, right? Apparently.
You mean you're the reason they have cameras?
Yeah, we didn't realize that.
People like you.
Yeah. And then like
Canadians.
10 minutes later, like once again, cops show up yelling at us, right? Telling us to get down. We're like, oh my God, here we go again.
So their law enforcement is direct. There's no, hey buddy. let's get down from there.
No, they're like yelling at us, right? Like, get down, get down. We're like, oh, okay, okay. We're like, we're Canadian. You don't know what's like. We just want to sleep up there. Like,
oh, don't tell them that. They might hate Canadians.
Well, I don't know. They like thought we could like speak French, right? We're like, no, not that kind of Canadians. You know, the cool kind. But anyways. And, you know, they start, like, asking for our passports and stuff like that. They go through, like, you know, I have a fanny pack at the time. You know, it was back in style, apparently.
You had a fanny pack?
Absolutely.
Are you sure it was in style?
No. I'm talking, it wasn't even in style back then.
Or did you just have a...
I had a fanny pack.
Okay, yeah, you had a fanny pack.
Yeah, and it had our pipe in there, right? That's where I was keeping my pipe. And, you know, he takes a fanny pack, searches it. He pulls out the pipe. And the cop looks at the other cop. And me and my buddy Pete look at each other, and I get, and the first thing that went through my head was like, wow, I'm going to Parisian jail. Mm-hmm. They're going to put me in Parisian jail. I'm going to have to call my parents and tell them I'm in Parisian jail. I'm like, oh, God damn. I'm like,
you don't want to do any of that. We're fucked.
Right? Like, what can we do at this point? And then like he takes the pipe, puts it back into the bag, zips it up, gives it back to us. He's like, you guys, get out of here.
Jeez.
Get out of here. Go. Leave.
Oh, that's because he knows it's how big of a deal it is for you to get caught with this minor thing.
I guess, yeah. Like they smoke hash over there, right?
But I'm surprised
not to the way that we smoke weed over here.
But he didn't even confiscate it. Yeah.
No, he didn't even confiscate it.
When I was in England, they were treating weed like a drug.
Yeah,
and I wasn't used to that.
Yeah,
like when I was telling them stories, they like blew their mind that we would maybe try to smoke it on the way to a concert on the road, right?
Yeah.
Like, really? I'm like, yeah, people do it. You mean, maybe you duck off into an alley. They're like, my God. And what if you get arrested? I'm like, well, they'll tell you to put it out.
Well, I mean, and they just look at me. Get arrested. They tell you to put it out.
Yeah.
Or they take it from you.
I have been told I was under arrest when I was smoking weed in public, like in a park with my buddy at night. They got us and they said, you're under arrest. And I didn't freak out. Actually, I was with a guy named, we'll call him John. So me and John are in the park and I found out that Michelle was pregnant, right? And that was big news. She went to school out of town. It was a rocky road stage in our relationship. So I was talking to him about it in the park, and we're smoking out of a bowl. And there's a police officer walking behind him. We're at a circular, big, giant circular plant potting. There's a little garden there. And one guy's coming my way. I can see him. The other guy's coming up behind me, and he can see a plainclothes cop. And I said, there's a cop coming. He throws the pipe, and they came down, and they said, what are you guys doing here? And he's like, we're smoking weed. I'm like, okay, yeah, we're smoking weed. And they split us up and they start talking to him. And he's got his back to me. And he's dressed in dress clothes because he just got off work. And he's a little bit, he's being talked to the police. I mean, that nobody wants to do it. But I lived in Wally for a while and I'd been shaken down by the cops. So I just emptied my pockets, took off my hat and lit a cigarette. And just sat there. I sat down, actually. The cop was talking to me and I just sat back down on the thing. He's standing up. He's explaining himself. I'm like, no, we're just here in the park. This is all we're doing. He says, where's the weed? That was the thing they kept asking. Where's the rest of the weed? I'm like, there's no weed. We smoked it. We told you. We smoked it. It's gone. We were holding nothing. We smoked weed. And he
did you guys have anything more on you, or did you literally smoke it all?
I was parked a couple of blocks away.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. But you had none on your person.
But I was walking distance, and there was some in my car back closer to my apartment. And anyways, we didn't have anything. I just kind of waited for them to do their job. Make sure that we don't have anything else. We had to get the pipe, and so we dig it out of this garden because we confess. And he's like, you guys don't have anything. They couldn't believe we didn't have anything. And they're almost disappointed. They're like, I think they would have really been pushy if we hadn't if we had anything on us. So they're like, you guys got to break the pipe, and we'll let you go. And we go, okay. So we throw it on the ground a couple times. It's not breaking. It's a really good...
Pyrex, right?
It's a glass.
It's like
Pyrex.
A good quality, quality, very strong, good
shit,
stuff.
You know what? And they're just like rolling their eyes like we're not trying. And I'm like, listen, we can't break the pipe. Just confiscate it. He's like, no. Like, can we just throw it out? And he's like, no, you need to break it. And so we there was a crack in the cement and we could put the pipe into this crack because it's a little pipe too. It's part of the reason it's so hard to break. And he goes, I'll break it because they got the steel-toe boots. Mm-hmm. And he went and he kicked it and it didn't break. And now he's stomping on the thing, and
he's
now both of them.
Gun out!
Oh, that would have been. So
wouldn't
good.
That have been a Tases movie?
It?
That would have been a fucking movie.
I wish I'd suggest that. Like, listen, if you just like
just shoot it,
you could just shoot it. Right?
Could you just shoot it? Get your baton. But anyway, so he's kicking it with his steel toes, and it's not breaking.
Yeah, they ended up taking it and putting it in like the corner of cement by the planter, and like kind of drop kicking it and breaking it. And the guy who broke it gave me the, like, what's up look. You know, like, what's up? I broke
it. Yeah, motherfucker, I broke it.
A lot of testosterone in police. You don't know me. They're I think they're a type.
That's why they kick their dogs.
Whoa. Are you're accusing of all police personnel of if they have a dog, or
I have very limited experience with members of municipal police forces, and it's been my experience that members of municipal police forces beat their wives and kick their dogs.
How many experiences have you had with municipal
8 or 10 forces?
So the third police incident in Europe.
That's let's just segue to
third police incident in Europe.
This one directly involves Dan and our buddy Matt.
They're both recurring characters on the I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast.
And it was in London. It was at the hostel that we were staying at. Once again, we were getting drunk. Actually, I believe earlier in the day, Matt and Pete went to go find weed in London somewhere. Mm-hmm. And they found a dude that was going to sell them weed on the street. They're like, they gave the guy the money. The guy's like, okay, wait here. And like goes and starts like walking away. And they're like, okay, this
no,
isn't
I'm
right.
I'm like, give me your cell phone. They're, like, no.
This is 2002, like, man. Yeah. There's no cell phone.
Oh, you know right. Mean? Okay.
Yeah. Austin was the only person with a cell phone in 2002.
I didn't bring it to Europe with me. That way my parents can get a hold of me.
He didn't have the pager number of any drug dealers in England.
And yeah, so they got jacked by this guy. It wasn't like a lot of money, I don't know, like maybe £40. I mean, that's still a lot of money for us at the time. But
that's like $80.
Yeah,
right.
Right,
like
yeah,
70, 80 bucks.
Yeah,
Canadian.
That was like a weed budget, right? When that was our getting fucked up budget.
While you guys were doing that, I lived here, and $70 was a lot of money to me.
Yeah. And so we decided to get drunk instead. So we bought like flats of cider. I don't know why they bought cider, but I guess it was cheap, probably. I guess. And we decided to get wasted on cider. And there was this group of, like, German students. And, like German girl students or... No, it was a group of German students. Like,
this
I don't
is getting
know if they're
sexy.
Like, late right. high school. Maybe college or something.
They were 18. We know how you feel about 18-year-olds.
I love them. Stay the same age. And... Matt and Dan, they're like, whatever, I don't know, talking to these chicks or something. I don't remember what happened. And at some point, Matt or Dan, try to get into their dorm or something, or knock open their door to the dorm room or something.
They're getting rapey.
Yeah, and the girls are screaming like fucking bloody murder, right?
Oh, wow.
Obviously,
okay,
right?
I was
like,
joking.
They weren't, like, it sounds bad. I know they weren't trying to go in there to, like, sexually assault these girls. Like,
that's okay. We'll have Pete and Matt on, and they'll tell their side of the story.
Yeah, and anyways, me and Pete and Mike are downstairs drinking wine with, like, the guy who's running the hostel, and Matt and Dan come down, like, we gotta go, guys. We've just been kicked out, and we're like, "What the hell are you talking about?" Like, yeah, we gotta go. Like, we're packing up our stuff and going to the airport. We'll see you guys like there tomorrow. And we're like, "What the hell?" Yeah, because like the police like were being called, and they showed up, and then they make like a statement and all that. Like, me, Pete, and Mike.
So were they trying to be cute or?
I don't know. I don't know.
I know both of them. I know Pete a little better than Matt, but neither one has been ever.
It was Dan and Matt that.
Oh, Dan's like, creepy as shit. No, Dan's. No, they.
I don't know what happened, but like they
something
they
screamed, came off.
Something came like the door. Like they knocked open the door or broke the door or something.
Oh,
I
they don't
remember.
Know German as well as they thought they did, and the shit that they were saying was awful.
Probably yes, but isn't that what they're into?
Apparently not those girls.
Okay. Of course,
they're
the
heading
one,
for the airport.
The
in this
one
situation.
Group. Yeah. And yeah, the cop showed up again, and like, they didn't interview me, but like, they were there. They were definitely there.
Oh wow!
And yeah, that was 3 times.
Is that
in
the
Europe.
Was there 4 times?
No, only 3. And
Only three different countries. In 3 different countries.
Yeah.
So you met the police of 3 different countries.
Yeah. So it was quite
who
a trip.
Who had the best uniform?
I don't remember.
Who is like the nicest and who is the meanest? Which countries? I feel like Germany is going to be a ball buster.
I guess, like, I don't I remember about the English cops the least. And, like, both like, the German cops and the French cops were, like, pretty pissed off at us. Like, so it's hard to judge who was really meaner. But, yeah.
I find Mexican police incredibly nice.
Because you're bribing them?
Yeah. You know, no, I didn't want to say that.
Because you're tourists and they love you just for that. But I find, like,
they want to try to roll you, though.
Yeah, like, that's real thing. I know they do. It didn't happen to me. I just made some conversation enough. With some, like, blah, blah, blah. But I wasn't law-abiding, and they were still really cool.
Everybody was nice to me when I went to Mexico, and I didn't explore Mexico. I went to a resort and whatever, and even around the resort, everybody was nice to me, and I felt like it was fake nice because I'm their meal ticket.
I saw.
Oh, yeah, right?
Right? Like, I definitely look like I don't tan well. I look like a meal ticket, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't treat your customers like shit either, right? Because they're your meal ticket.
I'm walking down the street, and I see a pickup truck with, you know, the cops standing in the back
holding
onto the bar
with
the machine guns?
Yep.
I see two of them jump out, and they grab, like, this 10-year-old kid in his schoolboy uniform. They take this kid away, this, like, 10-year-old, maybe 9 even, away. And his friends are like, ha, ha. What's a good, They're like, Miguel got busted. And they were just, like, laughing at him. I'm like, what does a 10-year-old do to get arrested at school? This is crazy. But they are, like, super nice. They're such nice people.
Maybe the kid's parents had money.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you know who I am? Do you know who the fuck I am?
Like, in Spanish.
Except like a 10-year-old saying, it's like whatever, I don't know how you sound like you're 10.
Wow.
Or Spanish.
Deals, meals.
Well,
Mi casa, su casa.
We've got a little bit more time left, and I'm looking at your list of stories here. We spent a lot of time on the Eurotrip, and I'm correcting Dan's stories. I'm really glad we did. That was fun. Let's pick between one of them I've kind of heard part of, and that's the anniversary of Cobain's death, or skipping Chinese school. Which one?
I don't know. Like,
Can I vote for skipping Chinese school because nobody cares about Kurt Cobain anymore?
I know, like, yeah, Chris Cornell's been
25
right?
years. Yeah. Let's calm down.
And Kurt Cobain has an open invite to be a guest on the I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast, just
it's
like
open.
So many other people. It's an open.
It's open.
I've been throwing out some open, and if any of them call me on it, they can be a guest.
I think we should channel his spirit.
Let's get 10 episodes before we get weird.
Spirit's not here.
So
man.
Let's hear about skipping Chinese school and getting caught by my mom. Now, I didn't realize. I thought you went to public school like I did.
Oh, I did, but like,
because we
Sundays,
know you from school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Sundays, we went to like Chinese language school, like my brother and I, to like learn to like read and write. That's what it was, because like we were able to speak.
That sounds like a good cultural thing.
That's nice. Yeah.
And I can understand why parents from immigrated in, but what keeps that. And you're probably better off for it. You know a lot more about
your...
Oh,
is
this
it.
Work?
It was totally work. It was.
But you speak and read Chinese, right?
No, I speak and understand very poorly at this point.
But you can't read or write? Because
I can't read or write.
The characters are so fucked up.
Yeah, I can't read or write.
It's a waste of time.
Basic,
you should learn Spanish anyways. It's a lot more useful.
Yeah. Japanese. Chinese would be useful now because they're taking over.
It's going to get useful.
Yeah, it's going to get useful.
So you better brush up on that shit.
Yeah.
Better go back to Chinese school.
Yeah.
But you didn't do well because you were skipping, and that's the title of the story.
Yeah, well.
And you got caught.
Yeah, well, my brother and I, we hated it, right? Like, our parents would drop us off. It was in Richmond. They'd drop us off. We'd go
I hate
in,
to say it, but of
up.
Course it's in
of
Richmond.
Course. Where else would it be?
But
right?
You lived
of
in Cloverdale, course. Right?
Yeah, Cloverdale, yeah. like the whitest part of Surrey.
So after they
except for maybe South Surrey.
So after your parents hit 3 cars on the way to school. Then what happened?
And it was in a rental car too. So they dropped us off. Like we'd been going for like 3 years already. I think we went for total like 5 years probably every Sunday. And one day my brother and I like, yeah, screw this, we're not going. Like we'll drop them off, watch them drive away, and then we'll just go to the mall across the street, and we're going to go to the arcade, and we're going to play video games. And we're like, okay, let's do that. So like, we go over to the mall, we start playing video games, and we're playing video games, all of a sudden, like, we see our mom, and our mom sees us, And we're like, oh, crap. And we just ran. And we just ran. Like
she saw you.
Yeah.
I'm going to add, she knows where you live.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
go, and
I'm
me
gonna
and him go. Just ran. We're like, that's a good idea. Because, like, you
oh,
know.
Yeah, that's not going to make things worse.
That's like, not going to make things worse. Oh, maybe she didn't see us. We can just run, right?
I've got to ask, and I'm making an assumption, but this is an assumption I've made from a lot of my friends who are first-generation Canadian. Your mom's going to beat your ass, isn't she?
No, my parents didn't beat me, actually.
Maybe
my
they should
parents
have.
Never, yeah, probably, probably. They probably should have.
Okay, so you're running.
You were running.
But that gives context. I think that's an important detail.
Yeah, yeah. And like she obviously, like, I don't know why we ran kids, I guess. I don't know.
Because you were scared.
Kids. Like, I was like a teenager.
It was fight or flight.
Like early,
apparently,
early
some people
teens.
Are some people are fighters and some people are runners.
Yeah,
you're a runner.
I'm runner, for sure. And, yeah, we just avoided her for, like, hours until I can't remember, we just went back to school and, like, she just, like, met us up there or something. And,
oh,
like,
so you guys
just
kept schedule.
Kind of. Jeez. Or something. And, oh, man, she was pissed, like, just royally pissed.
Was she
right?
yelling at you in Chinese and you had no idea
oh,
what she was
yeah.
saying because you're such a bad
you
student?
Don't, yeah. You don't need to know what they're saying, right?
And,
you know
and
it's
oh
bad.
No, whenever anybody says anything in Chinese, it sounds angry to me. Like, I help Chinese customers when they're buying a car, and sometimes they got to translate for somebody. Sometimes they just want to talk about me in front of me, and it sounds intense.
It's always intense. Yeah, and yeah, then still went to Chinese school for another, I don't know, 2-3 years after that. Just hated every moment of it. Just, it was a giant waste of a... Well, I guess to me at the time, it was a giant waste of a Sunday.
Yeah, I probably, if there was some sort of equivalent school for European descendants, like Sunday school, I'm sure...
Yeah, it'd be something
I might have gone
that,
once
right?
or twice. Ever do Sunday school, Jeff?
I did Saturday school for a little while.
Well, what is that? What's Saturday
you know what?
School?
I do not know what denomination of what religion I was raised as, but...
They did a horrible job.
We did Saturday school.
Are you bullshitting? Because
I'm not.
Oh.
I'm not.
I thought you were trying to be cute.
No. But if there was an Irish school you went to on like a Saturday or some shit, like what do? Just drink beer, listen to the Stones, and like...
Beat your wife?
What do you... Yeah, well, I wanted to say it, but yeah, what do? Like just bitch about Dennis Leary all day?
And celebrate...
We complain always, about the Lafka potatoes?
We spend all year planning for St. Patrick's Day. That's what we do.
You sure you don't talk about 9/11 a little bit? The fucking New York Fire Department?
We don't give a fuck, man. The IRA, they've done some shit, man.
They absolutely
don't talk about...
have.
Yeah.
Sinn Féin and stuff? Oh, my God.
I got a quick little story. We're running out of time.
Let's hear it.
Fuck it. When me and Michelle got engaged, we went downtown and we had a hotel down. And this isn't something we'd do. But I wanted to do something special for the night. So I took her to Stanley Park. It was a sunset by the water. There was a ship going by. Tanker going like sailing past us. It was actually very picturesque. Some people riding their bikes really got a kick out of it. They were quiet to the end, and I appreciate that. They stopped. I saw them watching. They were quiet to the end, then they give us the congratulations. And me and Michelle went, and we, again, for the sake of the story, I'm going to say we did some beer, and we drank, and we ended up at a couple bars. I think we went to the Cambie and met some young, like 21, 22-year-old Irish guys, like 6 of them, and we just got on with them. They were a lot of fun. They sound funny. We're talking. Some are students. Some are visiting. And actually, this is kind of cool because I don't normally look this cool. But we're talking to them. I'm standing up and I'm talking to a couple guys. And there's a couple of guys talking to Michelle. And we see each other. We're just smiling and like waving at each other. And the guys are talking to them. They're like, "Man, you're such a cool chick. You know, you're out here partying. He's a lucky guy, and I hope he knows he's a lucky guy. We want to meet cool girls just like you." And Michelle's like, "Oh, well, Trevor will help you meet some cool girls. He's a great wingman." And they come up to me. I'm in mid-conversation with some other Irish dude. And they go, "Your wife, who, by the way, is cool, says you can help us meet girls." I'm like, "Ah, you guys want to meet girls? Of course we want to meet girls." I look to my left, and there's some girls. Just 2 girls sitting at, like, not look like they're having a good time, but they look all right. And they're sitting there with their drinks. I'm like, "These girls?" And before they could say yes, I just start walking over. I'm like, "Hey, girls." And they follow me kind of awkwardly, like, "What's this guy going to do?" And I'm pretty bombed, so they don't know what to expect. I don't know what to expect. I actually had no plan. I just kind of worked on impulse. I'm like, "Hey, how's it going?" And
that's
like,
how
great.
You do it.
I said, are you having a good night?" The girl's like, "Yeah, we're having a good night." They did not look like they're having a good night. I didn't buy it for a second. I go, "I'm having a good night. Guess why I'm having a good night?" And they said, "Why?" I'm like, "Beer. I got engaged to that girl over there." And they went, "Oh, my my God. And they hugged me. And we got shots. And we were hanging out. And by the end of the night, one of those Irish guys was kissing one of those girls. And I feel like I was a good wingman.
Wow.
I don't have this much game for myself.
You know what?
I mean,
Michelle,
but
she talked you up pretty good, and you delivered. Yeah. So you both had a little credibility there.
And good I delivered you. In such a slick way because I was the right kind of drunk. I just looked left and went like these girls, and just walked over and went with it. If they said no, I'm a salesman. I would have just found other girls. Like that's if that one doesn't work, you know what?
Move on to the next
Let's
one.
Talk to the next ones, right? I won't waste my time. But that worked out well. I looked cool. I'm singing with one. We're on the street now. We've closed down the bar. This is such a romantic story about how me and Michelle got engaged. We're outside and we're singing with these Irish guys. And I'm listening. And all of a sudden,
was it you too?
The streets have no name.
Tooraloo.
No. The song was, "Come on, ye black and tan, come out and fight me like a man." And yada yada yada. It's cool and Irish. It was fun to sing along. Then I realize we're singing in support of the IRA. And I don't know a lot about the IRA because I'm from Canada and I just know they're a terrorist organization. I've got the gist of the dispute. I'm not up to date on what's going on. I'm like, whoa, are we singing in support of the IRA? They're like, fuck yeah, fuck England. And one of the guys goes, whoa, easy. We're in Protestants territory. I looked at him. I go, oh, don't worry. You're in atheist territory. It doesn't matter.
You're still English to them.
Northern Irish.
I guess I got the same queen as their enemy.
Wait, hold on. No. I thought it was Northern Ireland that was aligned with England. I thought it was Southern Ireland.
Interns, can you fact check this?
You know
shit?
What? It's so fucking confusing. I just know.
Oh wait, you're right. It is Northern Ireland is aligned with England.
Yeah,
but there's the Catholic population within Northern Ireland. Ireland, yeah. that's not so happy about that. We're up to the other geopolitical stuff.
That was 20 years ago, Austin. It was 20 years ago. Way to keep this current.
I know.
Backstreet Boys, they're coming out with a hot new album. Let's talk about it.
They redid the thong song. 20 years
ago.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
I'd
a real
that.
Thing. Yeah, so have I.
Yeah.
You know what? We're actually, this has been a lot of fun. I feel like we could keep going, but we're coming up on time here.
You know, maybe another time, Austin. Maybe another time.
Well, if you'll come back on, we'll have you a returning guest. Thanks, for coming out, man.
You said I'm going to be the first non-white guest.
Wrong.
Maybe.
I totally know why you would have thought that.
The last non-white guest.
In fact, the last guy who was on, half black. Dan? Half white, too.
Wait, who?
No, Dan wasn't the last guest. Dan was the last release.
Oh,
we're about
right.
This won't come out for fair 2 weeks.
Right.
But
yeah,
thanks for
the
listeners didn't know that before now. Thanks for ruining the surprise. But we had
wait, this is going live right now.
Wait, we had Tyler?
No, you were there last week.
You have another half black friend?
Remember we tried to get Denzel Washington.
Oh, the guy who subbed in for Denzel. No,
you know what?
He's
been on
yeah.
by now. He's been on by
no,
now.
I forgot.
Yeah, he subbed in for Denzel. Yeah. It's Drew Tanner.
No, Drew Tanner, great actor.
He's an actor.
He's got like 20 great credits.
You know what? He was my celebrity guest. He's the
like
biggest celebrity
actor.
I've
wow.
had. He's got upcoming roles in, what's that, Riverdale?
Yeah.
Oh,
Riverdale.
The Archie
Wasn't
yeah.
he in Supernatural?
He was in Supernatural. He did a Disney movie where he played shirtless guy number 3.
He's on oh, Hallmark crazy. Network,
Hallmark,
too.
Yeah, there's a yeah. lot of that filming
you know,
yeah.
Drew,
locally.
Drew's probably listening to this, I'm sure.
You know
so,
what?
He's a beautiful man. I mean, as a heterosexual
comfortably.
Male, I can say I get lost in his eyes when I talk to him sometimes. I don't hear a lot of the shit he says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That happens to me with Ken.
Ken's with eyes. Ken. Shout out to Ken.
His eyes are so blue, though. Have you seen
they
Ken's
do,
eyes?
They do, yeah, actually.
Like, hyper blue.
Yeah, but have you ever seen Dan's, like, facial structure, his, like, bone structure and shit? Don't you just get lost in that chiseled jaw?
You can't really see it because
yeah,
it's beneath
you know
a beard.
Ken,
well.
Ken is so tall and big. I mean, he'd make me feel safe.
It's true.
So you'd be the little spoon, and he'd make you. Okay, whatever.
I'm just
how
saying.
How would you
I
have
would,
it any other way? He's
I'd
like
probably go for Ken over Dan. Although Dan's he's got feelings and he's sensitive. He does yoga.
Yeah,
and
he's very new
meditates.
Age.
Yeah, so I mean, part of me like Dan's the kind of guy you date but not marry. Ken's the guy you settle down with. This is all getting edited out.
Oh, really? I hope not.
Nah, probably not. This is some funny
this
shit we said.
Gold, Jerry, gold.
If you want to check us out on ineverwanttobeyoungagain.com is our website. We're doing Facebook. Eventually I'll get on Twitter, but Twitter's work. Facebook's fucking work. I made Jeff an administrator, and he's done shit all for work on Facebook. Just calling him out here. But check in Facebook at I Never Want to Be Young Again podcast. And send us mail. Send us any mail. We'd love to get... You know what? Send us stories. This is a storytelling podcast. If you've got some stories you want to share, email them in. I'll read them online. Or ask the host or anything. Send us hate mail. Tell us how much this sucks. Next week, I think Bill Nye was a good call-out. Apparently he's easy to get a hold of, Jeff says. So we're going to try to get Bill Nye in for next week. Thanks for listening. See you next Friday. Bust my spikes and flush a million mics of acid right down the drain, and we'll be making it natural. I love picking the music for this. You know we can do it, baby. We try, just takes me the willpower. That's all it's the willpower. Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show.
Someone texting Lindsay.
Yeah.